Misinfo's Julia Slater is something of a bookworm, so when she heard about a new library of sorts at Fribourg's Belloir Festival recently, she got so excited she excavated herself from the mounds of books, newspapers, and clutter that fill her apartment, and raced off to see what made the library so different. The answer? The books were bodies. Real bodies.
I'd never heard of a human library before, and couldn't really imagine what it was. It was held in a proper library. There was a catalogue. You chose a book and ordered it at the desk and got to talk to a person. Sally de Kunst is the director of the festival, and she snatched a few moments before the festival started to tell me, on a not very good line, what the purpose was.
I think it brings people together who maybe normally don't meet in everyday life, and it gives them an opportunity to immediately go into a more thorough discussion, not to have the everyday chit-chat, but really go into a thorough discussion about a certain subject.
I went on the opening night, where there were 11 books available to choose from, and I read 4 of them.
I got a call and asked me...
Each book and each reader sat face-to-face over a small table. In hushed tones, as befits a library, sometimes the book just spoke, sometimes the reader asked questions. My first book was an English teacher from a university in Thailand, who had been temporarily ordained as a Buddhist monk.
I got a scholarship to go to Canada. That's from I think it's not no reason known for that. I think except the doing good, becoming a monk, because doing good.
Then I read a development worker who has a passion for West African textiles.
Et effectivement, les motifs sont soigneusement conservés parce qu'ils peuvent garder une symbolique très forte.
Qui écoute les femmes? And a storyteller from Burkina Faso, who shared a tale of a man who was over curious about demons.
Qui est là? Qui ose pénétrer dans notre domaine? Tout appelé répond. C'est moi, Tiga.
Zarina Reinhardt-Charlesworth's book was an autobiography and looked at whether it's possible to have more than one culture. She should know.
My father was British, my mother from India. I was born in New York. I grew up in the German part of Switzerland. My husband's from the French part of Switzerland. I have a child who was born in Switzerland, a child who was born when we lived in Indonesia, and the last one born in Australia. And I have 4 passports.
And is more than one culture possible?
Some people say that it isn't. I think that some of the people who write about it haven't actually experienced whether it is or not. So I always sort of take umbrage with them because I feel like, well, you haven't asked me.
All the books I borrowed were stimulating in their different ways, but others were quite different again. One reader I spoke to was Antonio Loro, a Portuguese artist. The book he chose was about nothing. He told me how it worked.
He make an introduction of 1 minute saying that everybody was expecting something from him, and he started to get a little bit stressed, and so he started to explore nothing, to do nothing, to talk nothing. And he wanted to experience that with me, if you can stay 10, 15, or 20 minutes. And I choose 15 minutes, and we just stay 15 minutes without talking. And then after, we talk about that experience and about doing nothing, and if I was thinking about something, if it was difficult or not, and that was really, really interesting.
So there really was something, and even nothing, for everyone. And whatever your taste, it was really, really interesting.
If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look.
That was Julia Slater being interested in a human library in Fribourg recently. You can read more about it at swissinfo.ch. Her story is called Speaking Volumes, Telling Tales.
Would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot. It's just to tell you that I love you a lot.